Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, November 26th. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. Will selling off StubHub for $4 billion make eBay an attractive investment, or will it still be in Amazon's shadow? We'll check in with the Herd on the Street team to find out. First, some money and market news you should know. For Bitcoin, the latest party is over. The cybercurrency closed Monday at about $7,100 after sliding below $7,000 over the weekend and touching a six-month low. Bitcoin was trading near $10,000 last month, but investors have been dropping off, and that's due in part to China reaffirming its tough stance on companies involved in cryptocurrency trading and fundraising. Since 2017, Chinese authorities have shut down 13 initial coin offering platforms and 10 cryptocurrency exchanges, and the government has been developing its own digital currency. On Friday, China said it will shut down companies that market cryptocurrency exchanges that are registered outside China to mainland investors or that introduce Chinese customers to cybercurrency trading venues. eBay's $4 billion sale of its StubHub ticketing business to Viagogo is part of a broader plan by eBay to improve its image among both users and investors. Wall Street Journal Herd on the Street columnist Dan Gallagher joins us to discuss. So, Dan, what triggered eBay to begin exploring a sale of StubHub?
eBay had been struggling for a while, mostly because most of the business is still marketplace, you know, the e-commerce business. And that's not been growing well, especially against all this competition from Amazon. So the stock hadn't been doing well. And so two activist investors earlier this year, Elliott Management and Starboard, both came into the stock roughly around the same time, even though they weren't coordinated with each other. And the Wall Street Journal reported that, broke that news in January. So they came in, and at least Elliott kind of made its issues public, in the sense of feeling that eBay needed to divest itself of StubHub and the classifieds business and focus on e-commerce and free up some cash. And so that's kind of, over the last year, I think eBay's been kind of slowly getting at, you know, looking at this, and they found somebody to buy it.
Now, eBay's had a bit of an identity crisis. It's often compared to Amazon, and its stock has really underperformed compared to Amazon. Does this sale of StubHub help those efforts?
Honestly, no, because all selling StubHub does is essential from the standpoint of people who felt eBay's management team was distracted running an e-commerce business and essentially a ticket reseller. You know, selling StubHub could theoretically help the management team focus more on the core marketplace business. So, you know, optimistically, if that happens and they find, you know, new ways to grow marketplace, maybe that's good. But selling StubHub on its own doesn't really change anything from that dynamic. It does give eBay an influx of cash. Probably a lot of that's going to go to buybacks, just because that's kind of how these things tend to work. And also, even $4 billion sounds like a lot. Is there something they could buy that's going to put them anywhere near the scale of Amazon? It's hard to see that.
And eBay's remaining business has been very slow to show growth.
Yeah. In fact, growth there has been slowing. And it's much, much, much smaller than what Amazon has. I mean, eBay's now doing about $9 billion in revenue, you know, from its e-commerce business. And Amazon's online retail alone is going to do about $140 billion this year, a little over $140 billion. And that $140 billion is a 15% growth rate from the year before, whereas eBay's looks like it's more flat to down slightly. So you've got a vastly different scale. eBay even sued Amazon, or threatened to sue Amazon, earlier this year because they were complaining that Amazon was using kind of nefarious means to lure away eBay sellers onto Amazon's own third-party platform. So there's still a lot of competition between these two companies, but it's not really a balanced competition at all.
Also, Dan, eBay is trying to improve its profile among its users who really don't want to scroll and scroll and scroll looking for products.
They're putting some work into that. I think you know, they can do things to make the experience being on eBay better. I think one big challenge is that eBay just doesn't have, you know, what you might call the mind share. You know, if you're a seller who wants to reach a lot of people, Amazon's really the first and main place to go because nobody else matches that scale. I think eBay may tend to do well for certain maybe types of products or a certain type of crowd. There's still a lot of sellers on there. But, you know, the difference in reach and scale, especially when you add in the fact that Amazon can even ship things for you and that kind of thing, is very, very different.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal Heard on the Street columnist Dan Gallagher joining us from San Francisco. Dan, thanks for coming on the show.
My pleasure.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.